The following program is sponsored by Benveo. This is Mind Your Business with Dr. Mark Lewandowski on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Spreading the excitement of entrepreneurial growth all over Oklahoma.
Whether you want to start a business or grow a business, Dr. Mark is your go-to expert.
This show is all about you, and it starts right now.
On News 102.3 KRMG.
Hello, Oklahoma. Welcome to the Mind Your Business Show. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Lewandowski. This is the show that's all about you, the entrepreneur in Oklahoma that is doing great things. I want to thank you people that are out there listening that own your own business or help run a business, the people that are employing people in your community, making an impact in your community by serving members and giving to the schools and the churches and the charities in your organization. You are indeed very special people. You know, we are entrepreneurs in this show. I've been an entrepreneur all my life. I started with my first business when I was 19. During those times, I went on to graduate school, then did a PhD and continued beyond that at Loyola Chicago Law and at Stanford. And it was always because I loved being an entrepreneur. I loved being in control of my own destiny. Now, that sounds a little weird, but I'm a big believer that if you're going to take a risk so that you can benefit. So many people in our community that work for others take a risk but don't have equal opportunity to gain from that risk. So it's the entrepreneur that's a very special and very rare breed. It's the person that says, you know what? I believe I can do it better than someone else. I believe that I've got what it takes to make it on my own. And that is my audience. Those are the people that listen. And speaking of listen, I want to thank those so many hundreds of people per week that go on our site, drmarklew.com, and download content that we've done in the past. If you're listening to the show and you enjoy the content, I promise you there are more pieces of this kind of content, good stuff, things that you can download in a podcast form and listen to on your commute or during your workout. And by the way, during a workout is one of the best places to do a download of an audio file and listen to it. It's an amazing way to get all of a sudden you've been 25 minutes on the treadmill and you've been lost in the content. I want to thank those people that are going to Dr. Mark Lew. That's DrMarkLew, drmarklew.com, because there's a ton of those resources. And while we're thanking people, I want to thank our host, Benveo. Benveo is a unique company. This is the time of year when people are trying to figure out what are they going to do about healthcare. Just a few minutes ago, Jonathan Pinto from Benveo forwarded me an article from the Wall Street Journal talking about how the cost of delivering healthcare per individual is $20,000 now. $20,000 a year for a company to sponsor an employee and pay for their health care. And I wrote him a text back and said, wow, that is amazing. He said, yes, it is. It is amazing, the skyrocketing cost of health care expenses. I believe that the upcoming economic earthquake we've got in our country is the cost of caring for, in a medical community, the baby boomers, who are these enormous amount of people that are going to their older years of work, and now they're migrating into Medicare. I'm not sure exactly how Medicare is going to continue to afford for healthcare, but the big challenge is, how do you and I, the entrepreneur in Oklahoma, how do we afford to pay for it? I've got 54 employees here downtown, and we've got hundreds more across the country. But how do we continue? It is a hard job. It is tough to find good benefits every year that we can afford and continue to be profitable. Profitability doesn't just happen. You don't just show up at work and hope you're going to be profitable. You've got to be serious about it. And in today's environment, in competition, you've got to fight to keep your employees. And Benveo is a solution to you. So call Jonathan at Benveo or look them up at Benveo. Jonathan and the team, thank you so much for being our sponsor. So today, what I want to talk about is leadership in competition. You know, the competitive forces in our marketplace are significant. I remember way back in school when I was 18 years old in college and I took my first economics class, and they talked about substitute products and services. And I thought, okay, yeah, there's going to be competition. But now that I'm an entrepreneur and I'm 53 years old, I look much more seriously at how do I handle competition? Competition really comes from three major areas. One, substitute products and services. In other words, whatever you're delivering now, it gets old, it's depleted, it's outdated, and a substitute product comes in and takes over. Number two in the competition in the marketplace is strong competitors with deep pockets. Here's a challenge that you and I are dealing with. Private equity groups have come to the marketplace like never before. Starting in 2007 and 2008, when the market really had a downturn, the wealthiest people among us stopped investing in equities in the marketplace and started buying companies. You know, the wealthiest people said, you know what I can do is I can buy a company and then bolt on three or four to it and have a very strong investment in one industry sector that I understand well. So prior to 2008, there were a lot more small businesses that were running independently. And as the baby boom generation began to get a little older and started thinking about taking some money off the table and starting to safeguard their own opportunity to retire, many people started selling their businesses. So now you and I that are small business owners that are running their businesses in downtowns, Main Street, Wall Street, wherever we are, we are competing with bigger and bigger organizations. Forget the fact that Walmart, Target, and Walgreens, and CVS, and Costco, and Sam's are all competing with us to sell products and services, and they continue to get more and more services. You know, I heard this morning that Costco is actually selling hearing aid devices, which I didn't know. How would I have thought that Costco, you know, I think of Costco being a consumer goods company where you go in, you might buy a mattress or you might buy some light bulbs, you buy some food, you might even get vitamins. But here now they're competing with big companies that are providing hearing aids and simply because they've got the financial strength to do it. So competition comes in substitute products and services. It comes in strong competition from deep-pocketed companies. And it also comes from those people that are doing direct selling via the internet. You guessed it, people like Amazon. They don't even have brick-and-mortar stores. But today's marketplace understands that I can go online in the privacy of my own home or, unfortunately, while I'm working, or while I'm on commute, I can get on my phone, even on an airplane, and I can shop for things I've been interested in. I can buy at the very second I think of something I need, I can turn on, scour the marketplace, get good advice from other buyers, and I can purchase something and I can go outside of the local community. You know, on this show, we are big advocates of buying from the local community. But in order to buy from the local community has to continue to be great. We cannot just use the Main Street mantra, shop Main Street, buy local, as a way to drive value to the small business. Small business has to continue to get better. So today what we're going to talk about is how do you compete in a marketplace where competition is significant? How do you compete? That's the question for the entrepreneur. And it's going to start with, you've got to become a better leader purposefully. A better leader purposefully, not by accident. You don't become a better entrepreneur just because you've been doing it 20 years. You know, there's an old phrase that says, you know, some people have 20 years experience and other people have 1 year experience 20 times. If you're going to be a great leader and compete in the marketplace, you've got to become a leader purposefully. And what that means is you need to be listening to podcasts and books online and going, taking a course, showing up for a conference. You've got to purposefully become a better leader of your company. Next, I think if you're going to compete, you can't do it by yourself. You have to leverage your employees who are great to help you become a better and better organization. And I'm going to share with you a phrase, growth through service. Growth through service. I'm not talking about growth because any company can lower prices and grow for a short period of time. Any company can increase service levels but fail to grow. What you've got to do is focus with your people on how are we going to grow our business through better service. And the reason that you want service involved is that brings up a point called stickiness. The ability to have your employee, I mean your customers, stick to you long term, become very, very loyal. And finally, if you're going to grow in today's marketplace, you've got to measure the results of your service levels and see what is working to grow your business and what is not working to grow your business. Many times we'll have a great idea, and as we launch that idea, we find that it just went flat in the marketplace. That's going to happen. It happens to me. It's going to happen to you. It happens to your competition. So what you've got to do is you've got to become a great leader, build a great team, and measure those results. Today, we've got a very special guest, and that special guest is dealing with a lot of competition. I think you're going to enjoy him. This is the Mind Your Business Show on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome back to the Mind Your Business Show. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Lewandowski. This is the show that's all about you, the entrepreneur in the state of Oklahoma. And speaking of entrepreneurs, every week we've got what we call the Entrepreneur Showcase. It's a time in which we showcase someone in the state of Oklahoma, and sometimes it's around the country, but most of the time it's people in the state of Oklahoma that are doing something exceptional. And I've got it. Before I introduce our guest, I've got to tell a story. I was sitting in the conference room with some of the talent in our office, some of the people, and they were making fun of my readers. Now, those of you that are above 40 years old, you know what readers are. They're those little glasses that you've got hidden in the workbench and in your drawer, and one pair in the bathroom and one pair by the bedside stand. And every year that you have readers, or we call them cheaters, you get a stronger and stronger prescription. And most of us, you know, when we're first starting, we just run to the store and grab something off the rack. And I had these cheesy little readers, and my team, they loved to make fun of me. So they were making fun of me about my readers. And we got to talking about eye care, and I have had eye care for years and was very happy with where I had been going until a couple of my employees said, "You need to try this place. These guys are absolutely fantastic." And the place was called 2020 Eye Care in Tulsa. So I wrote it down in my notebook, and I went back, and later in the day, I decided, okay, I'm just going to give them a call. And being a doubter, being a critic that I am, I review every entrepreneur, every business, everything I do, I go in with a critical eye because it's my job. I'm a trained entrepreneur, educated, been through the finest schools on what are you supposed to have a business look like? What does it feel like? What's the presence? What's the experience by the employee? And I went in and tried it, and I said, holy cow, this might be the best system, the best service, absolutely the best follow-up, and the very best options for product I have ever experienced. I just absolutely could not believe it. When I looked on the wall, and my doctor that I went to had won the Oklahoma Magazine Best of the Best Award now 6 years in a row, it was painfully obvious that I had been to the right place. Now, before I introduce my guest, I want to let you know that I don't get any benefit from bringing in these people. They don't pay me. I don't get any special discounts. I don't get any special prizes, any awards. I don't get trips. These guests are for you, the listeners. But I want to say this one today is really special. I have a guest. The gentleman, his name is Dr. Blaine Snodgrass. He is the owner and one of the physicians at 2020 Eye Care. Dr. Snodgrass, thanks for being on the show. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, my understanding is you're an Oklahoma boy.
I'm born and raised in Pryor, Oklahoma.
Pryor Creek, Oklahoma.
Pryor Creek, Oklahoma.
Okay,
exactly.
Now tell me, how did you get into the optometrist business? How did you decide this is what I want to do?
You know what? One of my mentors growing up was my optometrist, Dr. Strawn in Pryor, and he used to announce the Friday night football games. He taught me how to play tennis, and he was just one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. He fit me with my first hard contact lenses. I just idolized him. So when they opened up an optometry school in Tahlequah, I was like, I want to do that because I idolized him so much. And that's really where that came from.
Let's take a minute off of all the questions I wanted to ask you, because isn't it amazing when you find a great mentor?
Oh, my gosh.
The impact on your life of that great mentor.
And he impacted so many lives, but mine in particular. Just I idolized him. He was awesome. And just the way he announced those Friday night football games and the fact he would do that was incredible.
You know, my mentor in college was Dr. Eugene Swearingen, a guy who's the president of the Bank of Oklahoma, president of the University of Tulsa, went to Stanford. So based on him, all I ever wanted to do was go to Stanford. And all I ever wanted to do is become an economist. Now, I wasn't smart enough to become an economist at Stanford, but I did okay. But what was so special about him is the way that he treated other people. Tell me about this guy, this person that was your mentor. How did he treat his clients? And did that, or his patients, and did that motivate you to become what you are now as one of the best of the best?
You know, when I'm visualizing him now, I visualize him with a smile on his face, acted like you were his long-lost buddy, and he just treated everyone with such kindness and friendliness. He treated everyone that way, and he was always smiling, and he was always happy.
Now, when you came out of school, did you work for someone else, or have you always had your own practice?
You know, I practiced for a year in Australia right after school, Brisbane, Australia, because all my classmates were going back to their little small towns to practice, and I didn't want to do that. So one of my professors knew some optometrist in Australia, Brisbane, who needed help, and I'm a big scuba diver, and I thought, I'll do that for a year and then settle down. And so I practiced for a year in Brisbane, Australia, and got to scuba dive the Great Barrier Reef every single weekend.
Well, that's
and
great.
I learned
that's a great
so
story.
Much in that year. I wouldn't trade that year for anything.
So when you came back to the United States after that year in Australia, that's when you started your own practice.
Yes. I was at the Tulsa Eye Clinic in my own practice for almost 31 years. And then my partner, Dr. Ned Reinstein, he retired and he has since passed away, sadly. But I was kind of lonely over there. And I was kind of thinking, you know, I need to kind of think about what's the next step. And the doctors at 2020 Eye Care approached me and I said, that's where I want to be because of their technology is so amazing, our technology. And so it's just been the perfect move to go across Yale from the Tulsa Eye Clinic to 2020 Eye Care.
So many of our listeners are very eager about starting their own business or growing their business. As you became an entrepreneur, starting your practice, building your own business, having employees, what's been your biggest surprise? Forget your training as an optometrist. Forget the clinical component, the medical component. What's the biggest surprise in running a business?
Gosh, you know, loyalty. I just am so blessed with incredibly loyal patients. I'm just blessed all the time by that. I would have to say that's the biggest surprise.
You know, I talk about this all the time is that luck is not a strategy. That's one of the things that was driven in our heads at Stanford, that you don't become great because of luck. Luck is a great business partner and you want to have it, but luck is not a strategy. You have created excellence like I rarely see in business today. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
That did not happen by luck. Tell me about how you crafted an environment and a business model for caring for patients that is excellent, in which you would win best of the best 6 years in a row. How did that happen?
Well, I'm a pleaser. And so I just absolutely love to take care of people and do whatever I need to do to make them better. And so I think that was my main mode of practice, and just the success came with that. I was just blessed to grow and develop such a neat practice with just awesome patients, people as patients.
Now, we're going to come back right after the break, and I'm going to grill you on these things, because I have seen when you walk in your shop, those people greet you immediately. They come out and get you and walk you back. Personally, they care for you like you're a long lost family member, like you might be the most important person in the world. And that doesn't happen by accident. And you've been very, very modest. But when we get back, I'm going to grill, because I want to know, what was the thinking process that led you to this? We're going to be right back with Dr. Blaine Snodgrass from 2020 Eye Care. This is Mark Lewandowski. I'm your host, and you're listening to the Mind Your Business Show on KRMG. Welcome back to the Mind Your Business Show. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Lewandowski. Before we get started back with our special guest, Dr. Blaine Snodgrass, I want to to thank our sponsor, Benveo. Benveo is a third-party administrator in Tulsa that is providing health care services in the form of employee benefits to employer groups all over the state, all around the nation. They manage a host of different kinds of products. So if you're a small employer and you're trying to find a way to provide health care insurance coverage for your employees or yourself or your family, you need to call Jonathan and his team at Benveo. That's Benveo. There are fantastic people. Jonathan and team, thank you so much for being such a great, great sponsor. So speaking of great, I realized as I was doing the math that Dr. Blaine Snodgrass has not won the award for the best of the best in Oklahoma Magazine 6 times in a row, that he has won it 7 times in a row. Dr. Snodgrass, congratulations on your awards.
Thank you so much.
You guys, you must be very proud.
It's humbling, but I'm very pleased.
You know, there's just no way. I mean, as good a doctor as you are, there's just no way you can be best of the best all by yourself. Isn't that true?
No, I'm absolutely not. So many other people deserve it as much or more than I do.
You know, I want to tell you, I am a patient. I am a customer, a patient. And my experience, as I was telling everybody before the break, was just absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
I walk in kind of thinking, gosh, I'm going to make a change. Do I really want to make a change? Is this really worth it? Somebody gave me a great reference that you guys were fantastic. Is it going to hold true? And my experience was absolutely fantastic from the very first person that looked me in the eye with a big smile and a welcome and called me by name, had me sit down, go through papers. Someone else came out and greeted me, walked me back personally. It was just magnificent. And probably the thing that just really, really changed my perception of the value is when I explained my unique challenges and they said, well, let's do this. We're going to try these contacts. You figure out, here's a week's worth. You tell me if they're working for you. Call me. And then they called me. How are you doing? How's it going? Well, let's change these. I'll have them ready for you. I just couldn't believe the difference between the lowest level of care and this level of care at 2020 Eye Care. So I want to congratulate you, but I really want to ask about the process. You know, a lot of our listeners know that they need to deliver excellence, but they fail in doing it. Because delivering excellence is not about luck. You don't just hope it happens. You have to be strategic in how it happens. Tell me about the user experience. How did you craft a system that is so excellent from the very beginning to the follow-up all the way through?
Well, like I told you before, I'm a pleaser. And where I was before, I had the same assistant for 30 years and the same receptionist for 20 years. And customer service was our number one reason for so much success. Well, when these group of doctors asked me to join 2020 Eye Care, Doctors Bighart and Morgans, they practiced exactly like I do. The customer service is number one, from the front desk to the techs to your experience in the exam room. And I love that, and it's totally the way I always practiced before. I think we crafted that just because we all love customer service so much. We want to make that person happy and provide the best quality eye care we can.
So when you get together, do you get together with your team on a weekly basis?
Every Wednesday, and we just talk about stuff.
Tell me about those meetings, because there are a lot of people that say, you know, I just don't do that yet. What does it look like? They'll send me an email and say, I want to do a team meeting, but I don't know what that looks like. What are the things I need to include in my team meeting? What does your team meeting look like?
Well, we have an office coordinator, and usually she has an agenda, and we talk about issues that are going on or upcoming things or the hiring of a new tech or a new front person. So we just brainstorm about what's going good and what could be changed to make better. But we meet every Wednesday, and it's a really productive meeting. And I think they're very, very important, because I always feel better after those meetings, because it's like, wow, we're going to have some nice changes that are going to be good for everybody.
Now, my assumption and my understanding is that you don't have a lot of employee turnover. Is that correct?
We don't. Not at all.
But when you're looking for it, so we need to talk about that, because in a demanding environment like we have today in Oklahoma, employers are grabbing and stealing employees left and right. And employees, they can't help but look. You know, when somebody waves an opportunity in front of them that's a little more money or sounds a little more exciting, a little more sexy, they look at it. But if for those of us like you and like myself that have very little turnover, it's because you're doing something right. What are you doing with your employees to make your turnover so little?
Well, our employees are like family, and so we are very tight with them. So I think if there was some issue that was making them think about going elsewhere, they would come to us and say, this is going on, and we would really, and we do, resolve those issues to keep really good employees. And I think that's why we have good employees, and we're looking to hire some because we're just growing so fast.
Do you have a formal process for when somebody's got a modification request or they've got a complaint or they really want to bring something up, or is it very informal?
Well, actually, there's a kind of a anonymous box that people write stuff down and put in there, and that's looked at all the time, and we take those very seriously.
So if you're looking at the competition around the state or in your geographic area, which is Tulsa, the competition is significant. And there's more competition coming in. I know you're aware that Walmart is trying to come in to the state, and they're trying to have clinics in all of their shops. And there's absolutely no way that as good a company as they are that they can deliver the type of service that you provide. But that still is a competitor.
Absolutely.
That still is competition. So what is your value proposition? How would you explain to someone like me, here's what makes us different and unique. This is why we're better, different. This is what we live for.
Well, we're all about providing you with the best vision health exam that you've ever received. And there wouldn't be one that you could get that would be better. So that's why we do those retinal scans and all that stuff on you and show you what your retinas look like, your maculas, your optic nerves, your peripheral retinal, your vasculature. That's where we can set ourselves above the rest by providing that level of care. And, you know, my patients who I've seen at the new clinic, they're like amazed because I didn't have that technology before. And they just love the fact that I'm showing them their retinas, and I've taken care of them for 30 years.
I have to tell you, you and I have not discussed this, but when you did a retinal scan for me, and then you popped it up on a big TV, and we swung around, and it's right there, and it's clear as a bell.
Absolutely.
And you're going through and showing me my nerves and blood vessels, and you're explaining in a very seventh grade nomenclature exactly what it is that you're seeing and how that's important for me. I was absolutely blown away.
It was fourth grade for you, Mark. But no, I appreciate that very much because that technology is awesome. And we love having it. We have two different kinds of retinal scans. So if there's something that we see that's a little sketchy, we'll do the other one on them. And that'll confirm the issue or make it where it's not an issue.
In making a company go from good to great, which you guys are absolutely in the great category, the employees really have taken a hold of the culture. The culture there is significant.
Absolutely.
And by significant, I mean it's pervasive. Everybody, it's everywhere. Every person that you talk to has that same passion for the patient. How does that happen?
It's just fortunate that we all three doctors think that way, and that prevails through our patient care, but also prevails through the employees that we have. We just have extremely loyal, awesome employees.
Now, you know that one of our primary sponsor is a healthcare company. They provide third-party administrative services, and so we're in the healthcare business. And I want to know, what do you see as the future of healthcare as it deals with vision care in a marketplace in which the cost to provide care are just going through the roof?
Ooh, well, you know, it's quite competitive, but I think if you always provide really good patient customer service and really high quality eye health care, it's not going to be a problem as long as it doesn't turn, you know, into something in a Walmart.
So I want to ask you, the industry's changing like crazy. Technology's changing, opportunities. Mm-hmm. How do you keep up with the changes in your industry? You know, you went to school years ago, and now you're busy every day with patients, and they're standing in line to come and see you. How do you stay up to date with the cutting edge components?
My entire last weekend was been at the Hyatt downtown at our annual eye meeting all for 3 days. So we're required to have 25 continuing education hours a year, and they can't just be anything. They have to be specific topics, therapeutic, whatever. And so there's two of those a year, and we attend both of those. So we have a lot of continuing education. We have a lot of periodicals that we read, too, to keep up on things. Because you're right, it changes all the time.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm so pleased that you came in and spent some time with us. Your the excellence that you provide in the marketplace is absolutely outstanding. And I know that your practice is going to do beautifully because of the experience I had. I believe that people are looking for an opportunity to spend their money in a way that they feel great about. And when they walk out, they say, that was excellent. And I think it was fantastic. So congratulations on 7 years of being the best of the best in Oklahoma Magazine. And thank you so much for being our special guest today.
Thank you for having me.
This is the Mind Your Business Show on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome back to the Mind Your Business Show. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Lewandowski. I want to remind you that you can find really good content, all this kind of stuff that we're talking about, interviews with people like Dr. Blaine Snodgrass, who was just our guest on the show, or Jeff Walker, who was one of the founders and principals at Oracle, or the person that the gentleman that owns Fogan Bates, James George. These were amazing interviews with great content. And you can find those on drmarklew.com. That's DrMarklew. The other thing, not only just our show, but there's some podcasts that are just straight 24 minutes of content over certain topics. There have been a lot of times where people sent me an email and said, could you please talk about this topic? And I spent 24 minutes or 23 minutes talking about that particular content. And it's excellent stuff. I think you'll be very pleased. So be sure to check out that website. That's drmarklew.com. And I want to again do a special thank you to our host, Ben Vao, third-party administrator here in Tulsa, who provides healthcare coverage options for small employers. If you're a small employer and you're struggling, that's who you need to call. You need to call Ben Vao. That's B-E-N-V-E-O. You know, during my time at Stanford, there was a phrase. It was a group of phrases that they talked about all the time. And the first one was, sum is not a number. You know, so many times entrepreneurs say, you know, we need to get some new employees. We need to get some new customers. We need to do some marketing. And every time you use the word some, what you wind up getting is absolutely nothing. To say we need some new customers is to say nothing. You might as well have saved your breath. Because whenever you use the word some, you're using something that's so vague and can't be measured. You know, you can't measure the word some. You know, you've got to be very specific about what your goals are. How are you going to target certain people or certain target markets? How are you going to go after that? And having a number is very specific. You need to be able to say to yourself, we need 10 new customers this month, because it brings up the next question. Okay, how are we going to get that? How many people do we have to talk to in order to get to 10 new customers? And in order to talk to that many people, what is it that we're going to say, and where do we find those people? So some is not a number. If you're catching yourself saying vague things like, we need to get some more new business, we need to get some new clients, well, you're really wasting your time. And the next I want to say is, soon is not a time. If you say, we need to do this very soon, well, that's baloney. When do you need to do this? You know, in order to grow your business and really be excellent, to really be an exceptional organization, you've got to define what you want to do and when you're going to do it. So if you're going to go after 15 new customers and you're going to do it soon, well, soon is baloney. You've got to state exactly when are you going to get these things done. As an entrepreneur, you need to be thinking to yourself, am I being very specific about the numbers I'm going after? Am I being specific about measurable items I know exactly how to measure? And when am I going to get this stuff done? Set a date, set a time, hold yourself accountable, because sum is not a number, soon is not a time, and finally, luck is not a strategy. You know, when we had Dr. Blaine Snodgrass on the show just a little while ago, you know, that was one of the things we talked about. Luck is not a strategy. You don't hope that your employees are going to drive excellence to your customers or your patients. You've got to teach them. You've got to encourage them. You've got to give them the resources, and you got to hold them accountable to that. You can't have success by luck. You have success by strategy. Now, when I mean strategy, I mean you actually sit down and you make a plan. If you're going to reach out to somebody, and I was just in a meeting a little while ago with our team, and we were talking about reaching out to people that are very difficult to get a hold of on the phone. And we talked about the fact that there are gatekeepers on the phone that when you call somebody, there's an administrative assistant or there's a receptionist that keeps your phone call from getting to an important prospect who might not know you. So what is the solution? Well, the solution is you got to have a strategy for that. You can't hope that you're going to call that person on a day when they're down and they're not being a very good gatekeeper. You've got to be believing that you've got a strategy. And so the strategy is that you call before 8 o'clock where you can get right through and leave a voicemail. You call during the noon hour because the professional gatekeeper takes a lunch break and gets subbed in by somebody who's not as good as them. So having a early morning phone call or a noon phone call or a 5 o'clock and beyond, you know, many entrepreneurs are still at their desk at 5, 5:30, 6, 6:30. That's a really good time to try to reach out and call. You know, as a business owner, sometimes when I'm sitting at my desk at 6:30 at night and the phone's ringing and it rings and rings, I think, oh man, was that important? Maybe I should pick that up. So I'll pick up the phone call and somebody's got me. They caught me. Even though I've got people that are paid to screen me from interruptions. So luck is not a strategy. You can't rely on luck to grow your business. You've got to rely on a plan. When somebody makes a plan and then they do that plan, that's really the beginning of strategy. You know, I had a friend that I worked with a long time ago in New York, and she used to say, first we plan, then we do. That's part of our strategy. The planning is how you build your strategy, and then doing is the implementation of that strategy. This show, the Mind Your Business Show, is all about you, the entrepreneur in the state of Oklahoma that's doing great things. And every week we try to showcase great entrepreneurs, people that are doing something special. And we try always to answer your questions that you type in. So be sure to send an email to drmarklew.com. Send me your questions. Let me know what you're thinking about. Is there a topic that you want me to cover? Are there important people in the market that you want to hear from? Let me know. We would be glad to help you learn as we all grow this business together. This is the Mind Your Business Show on News 102.3 KRMG.